Right. And one of the things, I guess, just back to the Smart Carbon Network, what the reason I was really excited because I got asked to give input on it early as it was being developed before it was launched. And that was one of the things. There was a few different things that we wanted to make sure that we brought to the table. And first is to be a good source for accurate information. We want to be a trusted source that if people want to know more about it, that they feel they can contact our network, our coalition, and we will get them answers on projects, on as far as the benefits, anything coming forward with it. And one of the ways we're going to do it is if you look, when we set up our member base is pretty broad. And also, if you look at the board of directors, I guess is a good one, is a perfect example of that because we've got agriculture represented there. We've got business and industry represented. And also, the one that I felt really important was to bring academia into it as far as what's the next research that's coming with this. And by having that broad coalition, I think we're going to be able to address a lot of issues and be that trusted source for information going forward. To make sure people understand what we're talking about once we get above the emotion, because there is so much emotion, and I totally get it as a farmer and living on not we the farm I live on isn't a heritage farm, but we've got one, and ours is working towards a century farm, and want to make sure it's done right on these projects, and that's one of the things we want to work on too.